Welcome to Ecclesia Principles, a biblical strategy for restoring America, with your host, Ray Eppert.
Cain killed Abel. Lamech killed, depending on how you read it, one or two guys. He took their lives. They took their lives. They, you know, our first right that the founding fathers listed was right to life. You know, Ten Commandments, thou shalt not kill, which means that we do not have the jurisdiction to take somebody else's life. However, here in Genesis 9:6, God gives civil government the right to do that. God gives civil government the right to do that. But it's not mine personally, it's giving collectively. And so with that, that's an unalienable right. And so there's others down below there that obviously wouldn't merit the death penalty. But governments, God ordained civil government in order to establish the rights of people, to protect them. In other words, if you kill somebody, if you take away from them their right to life, you can now be punished with your life being taken away. That was instituted. Now, so with this, civil government is to preserve rights. That is its primary function. Civil government is to preserve rights. Civil government, if you would, and here's where we're going to start getting possibly a little depressing. So just hang on. We'll get through it. Civil government was designed to limit the impact of failures in self-government and family government. Civil government is designed to limit the impact of failure in self-government and also in family government. Can we say that Cain, in killing Abel, did not exercise proper self-government? He didn't. And as you see, going up to the flood, where evil is growing continually and the thoughts of their hearts are evil continually, obviously the families are not training their children to have proper self-government. And that's why it became violent. That's part of the reason that we're having problems today. Our society is not teaching the children to have proper self-government. It's not in the family. It's not in the majority of our society, which is why evil is continuing. It's why our society is, in a lot of ways, becoming more violent. That's the issue, not all the other things that people are talking about. When we took morality, prayer, the Bible, the Ten Commandments out of the school, out of the educational structure, then we doomed ourselves to an evil, violent society. So how do we fix it? Put God back. It's really a simple solution. You take him out, things go downhill. You put him back, it'll get better. It just will. It's not rocket science. But the failures of self-government and family government, not teaching proper self-control, not teaching proper respect, being brought up with values and recognition of unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, with that, their primary term was really life, liberty, and property. But because they couldn't get slavery eliminated in the process, Jefferson switched it from property to personal pursuit of happiness. And because at that point, property. See, again, one of the major things that is a curb of evil in society is respect for personal property. You know, when you see riots and everything going wild, what's one of the biggest things that they are not respecting? People's personal property.
We'll be right back after this break.
Jesus said, I will build my church, or ecclesia. Ecclesia identified those who are called out to vote on issues that determine their culture. Jesus expects us to positively influence our culture with equality, liberty, and justice for all.
There's no respect for it. And if you don't respect the property, then guess what you don't respect as well? You don't respect the person. The person doesn't matter if their property doesn't matter. Because they have worked to accumulate that property. They have spent time, they have spent life, they have spent energy in the accumulation of that property, and now it's just destroyed. That means nothing, they mean nothing. And that is, again, just the proliferation of evil in that process. But again, civil government was designed to limit the impact of the failures in self-government and family government. Now, here's the thing we've got to understand. And this is why we have to work on self-government and we have to work on family government. We've got to work on those two. Because with civil government being created to curb the evil that is created by the failures of those two, then the more these two have failure, the pressure or the need for authoritarian government, which means moving away from just protecting rights to imposing sanctions, to imposing limitations, the need for that and the pressure for having that type of government, it increases as self-government and family government fail to do their job. You see, you look at our society, the reason that people are getting more, well, we need the government to take care of this, we need the government to take care of this, it's because people and family are not taking care of business. So it's creating a demand for government to step in because it's supposed to limit evil. It's supposed to limit the violence. Government's got to do something. Well, the best thing for government to do is put morals and values back in the educational system. If they would do that, the violence would go away. And then the government could again just focus on the protecting of rights rather than imposing sanctions and trying to maintain order and everything that they're, all the pressures that are there for what they are being told they need to do now. We have to address self-government. We have to address family government. Those things have to be looked at because until they are addressed, the call and the pressure to have a more authoritarian government is going to continue to increase. And let me just throw this out because, again, we need to understand. If all we do is fight authoritarian government, we're going to lose. Because if we don't help fix the cause of why it's being called for. See, years ago, there was no call for the government to be more authoritarian because people were taught self-government. Families taught their children how they needed to respect other people and so forth and so on. Those things were taught. And so there was no call or pressure for the government to be authoritarian. But as those things have been lost, there's more of a call for that. And again, contrary to what a lot of people think, especially in government and the political science realms, fixing and ultimately the first thing we've got to fix is the family. Because there's a difference now. Adam was created as an adult. Nobody raised Adam. I mean, God did give him a tutorial, but he didn't grow up from a little child. Everybody does now. The first jurisdiction that an individual comes in contact with is family government, even before they get self-government.
We'll be right back after this break.
Augusta Seed, your local Augusta County seed corn distributor since 1977. Producing more bushels per acre for a greater harvest. A time to plant and a time to harvest. Ecclesiastes 3:2. From your friends at Augusta Seed, buy local. Find them on the web at AugustaSeed.com.
You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppert, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
A little baby is brought into family government even before they are aware of what's going on and what's happening. They become aware of the family government first. Then the design is for them to be taught within family government how to manage self-government, how they should function, how they should operate, how they need to conduct themselves, what's right, what's wrong. They're to be taught all of that within the family government so that then they can go out on their own and still be a productive citizen, a productive member of society, because they end up with proper self-government. They're not doing harm to other people. Matter of fact, they're a help, they're a blessing. That's the way it's designed to work. But that's not what's happening right now, because everybody has their own truth. Everybody has, you know, what's right for you might not be right for somebody else. No, right and wrong is not that variable. Now, obviously, we all have different experiences, and sometimes those experiences do change how we see things when we get a full picture. Because sometimes we only got one side of the picture. You know, I'll throw this out because I didn't know all of this until a few years ago. But you remember the story of the Trail of Tears and how that the Cherokee Indians were moved and so forth, which was terrible. I always saw that as terrible. But I learned something that made me think it was beyond terrible. It was evil. President Andrew Jackson and his buddies, before they would move different ones of the tribe from different places, they would make that land available, and then they would go in and purchase it before everybody else knew about it. And so he and all of his buddies got rich off of the Trail of Tears. That moves it from just bad to downright evil. It was completely, totally self-serving. It was beyond it wasn't so much a national policy. A lie was created so that they could do something for themselves. See, the other day I was talking to somebody and we were dealing with some things that are somewhat trivia answers, not trivial, but answers of trivia. And in it, you might not know this, but the idea of, quote, mountain people being backward, being inbred, being less than, you know, the whole deliverance picture. You know what I'm talking about? That started when the federal government decided to take the land and make the Shenandoah National Park, the Skyline Driveway. that was their method of getting people in the country to buy into the fact that these people really don't matter, and just it's better for them if we do something with them. That was what was put out. That's when that narrative of mountain people, that's when it was sold. Now, I'm not saying it's never been true in any case. But by and large, especially at that time, most of those people, they were, quote, salt of the earth. And it wasn't anywhere close to the truth. But it was a political lie sold to justify doing something that should not have been done. Jackson and his group sold a lie about what should happen and why they were doing what they were doing with the Cherokee Nation, creating the Trail of Tears. A lie was sold on that, but it was really for personal gain. It wasn't really a national policy. It was a Jackson policy with his buddies. And again, that's purely evil. And so civil government, here's the problem. If self-government and family government fail, what do you usually get in civil government? You get the products of family government and civil government. As I heard one person say, they said civil government is downstream of the culture.
We'll be right back after this break.
Want to make a difference in your community? Check out cityelders.com or search City Elders Augusta County, Virginia. City Elders exist to influence government spiritually, politically, and economically so that life is protected, liberty is defended, Christ is exalted, and families can flourish. See about helping start a group in your area. You're listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard, where we believe that all people are created equal and that liberty and justice is for all.
That whatever is wrong with the culture, it will end up showing up in civil government. Because where are the people, especially in our country, where are the candidates going to come from? They're going to come from the families of the culture. They're going to come from the self-government that has been taught to people. And therefore, if that continues to fail, if civil government and self-government continue to fail, what is going to be the natural situation of civil government? It is going to continue to decline. The only hope is to impact positively family government and therefore impact self-government. When we do those, and the way we do that, you see, our answers are not in increased civil government powers. We must incorporate self-government and family government into the educational process. Now, I'm going to say something that a little while back, I would have adamantly disagreed with myself. I would have adamantly disagreed because I actually heard somebody else say this and I didn't like it. But the more I have learned, I have come to the conclusion that they're right. And it's biblically correct. I'll give you the chapter reference in a moment. We won't turn to it, but I'll tell you where it's at. The primary purpose of the educational system is not reading, writing, and arithmetic. The primary purpose of the educational system is to teach proper morals and proper values. That is its primary purpose. You ask anybody who has studied political science, when a group, whatever, wants to overtake a country, once they gain power, the first thing they have to do is change what is taught in the schools so that those who come through the schools will be compliant with their regime. That's the way it works. Right now, we are suffering at the hand, and I'm not talking about the current administration, don't misunderstand me. We are suffering at the hand of anti-God, anti-values, anti-morals. And they have put it into the school system so that they can determine how our society and how our nation will be in the future. We have to, and I've said this a couple other places, we have to understand that the struggle today in our country is a struggle between the ecclesia, I would say church, but some of the churches are part of our problem. It is a struggle between the ecclesia, who is wanting to build a God-honoring culture, which is what it is tasked to do. The ecclesia is to build a God-honoring culture. It is a struggle between the ecclesia and the educational system. That is the struggle. The biggest thing that we can do is begin to impact school boards across this country. Amen. And impact other races with people that will change the educational system within their states. The educational piece is the battle line. Yes. That is where the battle is being fought. And here's, you want to hear somebody talk out of both sides of their mouth? Talk to an educator that has bought into the lie. Not all of them have. Do not misunderstand me. Not all of them have bought into it. Most of them up here at the top have. But down here on rank and file, not all of them have. And God bless them. Because life's tough for them right now. But if you want to hear somebody talk out of both sides of their mouth, listen to somebody that has bought into the educational agenda. You get talking to them about bringing in morals and values. No, we just need to stay with educational things. We need to stay with reading, writing, and arithmetic. We need to do all of this. But then you let them talk about what needs to be done in the educational system. Oh, we need to have acceptance. We need to teach this. We need to make sure the kids understand diversity. I don't have a problem with diversity as long as it's biblically based. God made diversity. I don't have a problem with that. You know, nobody should be prejudiced against another race. Nobody should treat anybody else bad, no matter what their problems are, no matter what the issues are. They should not be treated bad. They should be shown respect because they were made in the image and likeness of God. Genesis 9:6. That's why you don't take their rights from them, because they're made in the image of God. Even if we totally disagree with them, we should still treat them with respect. And we should love them. But, you know, again, when it's where do we need to take things, reading, writing, and arithmetic are all off the board, and we need to train them in this. We need to train them in that. They need to understand this and that. They need to know that, you know, little Johnny might have two daddies, might have two mamas. You know, they need to understand all of this, and they need to understand being inclusive. And all of those things become the top priority when they are talking about their agenda. But you start talking about morals, then no, we need to just focus with reading, writing, and arithmetic. We need to just stay with it. We don't need to get into morals. Well, what do you think this is? That's all this is over here. If you're going to stay out of that, then leave that out. Because that's a moral issue. That's a moral issue. And again, that's the thing that gets me sometimes. People just, well, you know, we as Christians, we're not supposed to be getting involved in governmental things. Everything government comes down to a moral issue. So are we not to express our voice on moral issues? See, every law and every regulation is an expression of what is right and what's wrong.
You've been listening to Ecclesia Principles with Ray Eppard. Follow us on podbean.com. Also available on Facebook at Liberty Justice HQ and online at libertyjusticehq.com.